The ancient landscape of Ireland is steeped in myths and legends. Some go back 3,000 years into the mystery of its Bronze Age people. They left behind hoards of extraordinary work in gold. But nobody knows where they found the precious metal to work with. Somewhere in this landscape, was there a secret source of Bronze Age gold? A hidden mine? I've come to Ireland in search of a lost El Dorado. For me, the mystery of Bronze Age gold begins here at a place called Moohorn. Back in 1854, they were excavating a railway here between Limerick and Ennis when they found something quite extraordinary just up here. Just about here, their digging revealed a box covered in rocks. Inside, there was the most fantastic hoard of treasure. Hundreds of bracelets and necklaces, all solid gold. Now, some of them, regrettably but understandably, disappeared in workmen's wheelbarrows, but some remains, and this is just one of many such hoards across Ireland. No one's sure why Bronze Age people buried so much gold, though many people believe they were offerings of appeasement to the gods. I had to see the gold for myself, so I went to the National Museum in Dublin. There I met the curator of the ancient treasure, Mary Cahill.
So this is the Moohorn hoard. I mean, it's a staggering quantity of material.
Yes, it's the biggest hoard of gold ever found in Ireland, and it must have been an amazing sight for the railway workers who found it to actually see it there in the ground. Hundreds of objects, bracelets and neck ornaments, these collars which we see here, just piled together in one place.
The collection of ancient Irish gold here is quite spectacular. We can only imagine what the elite of Bronze Age society looked like when adorned with the elaborate objects that have been unearthed. Mary took me to a secure back room to see some of the most precious objects.
Oh. Goodness!